Earth plan of attack for climate change?
Ooh, great question. I'm guessing that's on the mind of a few people who are here. Look, we are coming up on the point of no return. Scientists tell us we've got till 2030 before we hit the horizon of catastrophe. And the real deadline isn't 2030, it's 2020. Because if we don't have the right kind of president now, we'll never be ready by 2030 to take those steps we got to take. So there's a whole bunch of things that we've got to do quick. We've got to quadruple federal investment in renewable energy, energy storage, carbon storage. We've got to have a carbon price and dividend. Now, the way I would do it is, we assess a price on the cost of carbon, but then we rebate it right back out to the American people with a progressive formula, so most of us are more than made whole. Because it's not about taking money out of the economy. It's about making sure that the economy reflects the true cost of carbon. Now, all right, big fan of carbon tax and dividend. I like it. There we go. But look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think every one of us running for president has a plan, as I do, to get our economy to be carbon neutral by 2050. We all do, and of course I think mine is the best one, but they all have the technical dimensions that are going to be needed. The real question is any of it going to get done? Otherwise, all of our elegant, clever, scientific proposals get multiplied by zero in terms of the impact they actually have. And it's one of the reasons why it's so important that we see to it that climate is a national project, that everybody is part of the solution. That's why we gotta tell people, some of whom have felt like they're being clubbed over the head and told they're the problem, and invite them to be the solution. For example, we cannot solve this problem without recruiting the energy, the support, and the creativity of America's farmers. And on this National Farmers Day, we gotta send the message that we want climate solutions to come from America's farms in a way that we would be as proud of the quest for the carbon neutral farm as we are of solar panels and electric vehicles. And we can do it, but we gotta invest in it. We can't just tell farmers we want them to farm sustainably. If we wanna unlock the potential of carbon capture in soil and cover crops and other things that we can do on America's farms, we gotta invest in that. If we can find billions of dollars to pay farmers to not be able to sell their goods to China, you're damn well sure we ought to be able to find billions of dollars in order to support farmers in leading the way on climate solutions for the country.